This is your captain speaking. If you have any concerns about foul language or Wolf 359 spoilers, maybe this episode's not for you. Alright, we're gonna take off now, cool? Okay.
First, I just want to thank someone in particular, Mitzrayim. Really appreciate you expressing yourself and how some of my comments on Twitter and content in the last episode made you feel. I get so caught up in what I'm saying that I lose perspective, and I appreciate yours on Kanye West. It was really great to learn and listen, and your listening of me has been exquisite. It's just awesome to have a dialogue with you. All right. Jogcasting, night edition. If you don't know what jogcasting is, then you just didn't listen to Focused AF last year. It's basically just me taking my portable microphone with me on a run. So there is so much going on. I really don't know where to start. Okay, let's see. I'm launching a new podcast called The Internet 3.0. I'm still doing Self Care Sunday every month and Focused AF every other week. I'm learning focusing and working with Lynn Preston, and I just augmented Project Uplift. I'm just putting the finishing touches on the studio. The last big thing is to install the green screen. And then there's stuff I'm working on with Gabrielle and Sarah and a couple other friends I'm partnering with. There's just so much going on right now. With all that said, I just wanted to acknowledge that this show's been late the last 3 weeks in a row, and I really didn't want to step over that. You know, I've been late the last couple weeks on these episodes, and that doesn't work for me. It's important that I'm a man of my word, for me. And this feels like a breakdown. Not anything to beat myself up about, just I have a commitment to honor my word, and I at one point promised every other week on Fridays. And I want to recommit to that. The episodes are going to be probably more like this. Loose, experimental. One of the reasons my work has been so late the last few episodes is because I've been trying to put more into it. And this isn't the venue for that right now.
I've been really fucking discovering myself in expanding from things that I can accomplish in 1 to 2 weeks to things that I can accomplish in 1 to 2 years or months. Or there's a real sense of the kind of richness that's possible as a creator when I think a little bit bigger than what might be relevant or trending. It's time for a break. It's time to unplug. It's time to wake up and smell the roses without worrying about whether it should be on Instagram or not.
So yeah, I'm gonna take a break from social media. The goal is to focus on growing as an artist, as an entrepreneur, as a human fucking being. I won't be totally gone because I have a sense that I'm going to need to like share episodes of stuff, but I am going to do my best to like hand over the keys to other people and basically just like not have it in my day-to-day life. So if you really need to reach me, you can email me at zach@uplift.is. That's zach@uplift.is. That's right. I'm an email rat now.
Recommendations.
Hark! A new segment.
Make sure to watch Miracle on Netflix with Darren Brown. It's like this magic show, kinda. He's a mentalist. It's like psychic stuff, and does this whole bit about healing. It's really amazing what I think he conveys. This idea of the power we all have inside ourselves and the depth of the miracle that all of us are.
Am I still Doug Eiffel? I'm not sure. Want to find out together? I've been feeling a lot like Doug at the end of Wolf 359 lately, unsure of who I am. And while you might imagine that that's a bad thing, I've honestly never felt more like myself. And part of that sense of homecoming is a function of how much I've embraced how lost I feel. What am I doing with my life? Who am I? Do I want anything? Is this it? Did I peak?
I want to say, you have to be somebody before you can share yourself.
This has been Focused AF, brought to you by Zach Valenti. Stick around after the credits for Calm AF, a guided mindful moment. Special thanks to my patrons, family, and friends. Music in this episode has been by Andrew Apple Pie, available at andrewapplepie.com. If you like this show, please subscribe and consider leaving a top rating and review wherever it is you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to support my creativity, you can go to patreon.com/Zach Valenti and sign up for a monthly contribution in exchange for some sweet, sweet rewards. If you want to be the first to hear my new project, you can subscribe to The Internet 3.0 through the website internet3podcast.com. That's internet3podcast.com. And last, but certainly not least, happy Pride 2018! Welcome to Calm AF, a guided mindful moment. I want to play a clip for you from the Tao Te Ching, translated by Ursula K. Le Guin, originally written by Lao Tzu. You may recognize him from the expression about giving a man a fish versus teaching him how to fish. Well, that same person wrote an entire book that an incredible sci-fi writer, Ursula K. Le Guin, decided to translate. She spent like 40 years of her life working on this translation, and I've been listening to it. It's available on YouTube, the audiobook of it. I believe it's her reading it. It's pretty great. I figured I'd play you the beginning that has been sort of echoing around in my head since I first heard it. And if you have anything that you're sort of struggling to decide or something that's going on for you that you've been wondering if you should change or something you've been maybe thinking about starting, I don't know. I am curious if you hear something for yourself in this.
The way you can go isn't the real way. The name you can say isn't the real name. Heaven and earth begin in the unnamed. Name's the mother of the 10,000 things. So the unwanting soul sees what's hidden, and the ever-wanting soul sees only what it wants. Two things, one origin, but different in name, whose identity is mystery. Mystery of all mysteries. The door to the hidden.
There's so much in there, and I know the music is a little bit of an experience. I'm going to play the first few lines again.
The way you can go isn't the real way. The name you can say isn't the real name.
As someone who feels trapped in choosing a sufficient label, where labels feel insufficient, as someone who worries a lot about the future, about which way I might go, it's refreshing to consider.
The way you can go isn't the real way. The name you can say isn't the real name.
I'm gonna carve out 5 minutes of silence for you to just relax and be present in this moment, now and now and now. Feel free to close your eyes. Do whatever would make you feel comfortable. Lie down, go for a walk. And I'll chime back in 5 minutes so you don't have to mind the time. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. Lao Tzu. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.